choices.
Oh, we're still doing inside?
Our story is about Shlomo HaMelech and Ashmedai. Ashmedai is king of the demons. Shlomo HaMelech had many demons in his court. And when he had to prepare stones for the temple, he didn't know how he was supposed to do it. So he asked the demons. They said, "We don't know. Ask Ashmedai." "Where do I find Ashmedai?" They told him, "Past a certain mountain, that's where you should go." So he sent his chief of staff, Benayahu ben Yehoyada. And Benayahu ben Yehoyada came there. He was told that Ashmedai has a pit where he stores his water, and he goes and does his business, and he comes every night, and he takes off the seal off the pit and drinks the water from that pit. He wants to make sure no one touched his water. So Benayahu comes, and he sees that pit with water, and that pit is at the side of a mountain. So he goes and digs a pit beneath that pit and empties out all the water into that bottom pit. He brings a lot of cotton to soak it up. And he fills Ashmedai's pit with wine. And then he stuffs it up at the bottom and waits and hides on the side. Ashmedai comes and he takes off the seal off his pit and he sees it turned to wine. Okay, he sits on the side and starts wondering, what am I supposed to do now? So he says, "I'm not drinking no wine. No, I'm not drinking no wine. No, I'm not drinking no wine. I'm not drinking no wine." And then he walks over and takes a sip. And he drinks and falls asleep. Along comes Benayahu ben Yehoyada. And he has a special ring with Hashem's name on it to protect him. And he has shackles, which on each link in the shackle is Hashem's hidden name. And he shackles up Ashmedai. Ashmedai wakes up and he's about to tear off all the shackles. And Benayahu yells at him and says, "It's your master's name on those shackles. You can't tear those up." Ashmedai looks. He can't get out. Benayahu ben Yehoyada takes him and they start going back. And we'll skip. There's a whole story about their journey. He sees a blind man walking. He puts him on the path. He sees a drunk. He takes him off the path. He sees everywhere he's going. He's knocking down trees. And a widow comes and begs him, "Please don't knock down my house." And he turns off the path and breaks his shoulder. And he sees a sorcerer standing there doing his sorcery and he starts laughing. And they bring him back. They bring him to Shlomo. The first day is waiting outside. A whole long story. Shlomo made him wait 3 days. Finally brought him before him and he does all these signs before Shlomo HaMelech. He measures out 4 footsteps. He says, "Hey, this is all you got. This is your plot. You're going to be buried too. So you conquered the whole world. You had to conquer me." Shlomo HaMelech tells him, "Well, I want you to tell me where do I get the shamir worm? The shamir worm, I need that to build the Beis Hamikdash. That's the worm that you put it down. It cracks everything. How do I catch that worm?" So he says, "Well, I don't control the shamir worm. That's in charge. The angel in charge of the seas, he's in charge of it. And he gave it over to a bird called the Duchifas. The Duchifas is a bird that carries it around wherever it goes. And it goes to mountains which are uninhabited, and it puts it down on the mountain, and it cracks open the mountain, and then brings seeds, and things start growing there, and then it has what to eat from until people come and inhabit that place, because the Duchifas, you'll see the Targum always says, Duchifas is Nagartura, breaking open the mountain." So, Ashmedai tells him that's how you do it. Benayahu ben Yehoyada travels out, finds the Duchifas, there's a nest where the Duchifas eggs are. He puts a piece of glass over the nest. The Duchifas comes flying back. It sees glass over its nest. It can't access the eggs. It puts the shamir. It goes and fetches the shamir. Puts it down on the glass. The glass cracks in half. And Benayahu ben Yehoyada runs up and says, "No, you don't." Grabs that worm. He's got the worm. The Duchifas sees it lost the worm. Chokes itself to death. Now, time passes. And Ashmedai is in shackles in Shlomo's palace, and one day Shlomo tells him, "You know, the pasuk describes the angels and then describes you guys, the demons. What makes you so scary? How come you're described after angels?" So Ashmedai says, "You want me to show you? I'll show you, but you gotta let me out of my shackles." So Shlomo lets him out of his shackles, and he raises one wing up to the heaven and one wing down to the earth, and he extends himself all the way in between, swallows up Shlomo, spits him out 400 parsa away. And Shlomo HaMelech is left with just his stick. And he loses it. And Shlomo HaMelech starts walking around saying, I was once king. And everyone tells him he's crazy. Who is he? What is he? Ashmedai dresses up as Shlomo, starts doing all kinds of weird things. And here, the Gemara tells us one version. The Medrash tells us a different version. The Medrash says that a fish swallowed the ring off of Shlomo's hand. And one Medrash says that Shlomo came back to the courts and said, I'm Shlomo, and everyone said he's crazy. And according to one Medrash, the Gemara says that he came to the courts, and the court said, even if he's crazy, crazy person says different crazy things at different times, he's sticking to the same line, must be he is Shlomo. They call in Shlomo's wives, they ask him, have you seen Shlomo lately? They say, yeah. And what's he like? Well, very strange, because he asks us to cohabitate when we're prohibited, when we're nidos. He even asked his mother to live with her. So I said, did any of you see his feet? Because daddy wouldn't be able to change. He'd have webbed feet if it's really Ashmedai. No, he always comes to bed with his socks on. So then they figured out it was Ashmedai. They gave Shlomo the shackles with God's name and the ring, and Ashmedai ran away, and Shlomo retook the kingdom. And from that day onward, Shlomo couldn't sleep at night without 60 guards around his bed. He was scared stiff of Ashmedai coming back. But that's what the Gemara says. The Medrash says that it's not clear that this is a Medrash. There's a source that says that a fish swallowed the ring and he lost it because all he knew to say was, I was once king in Jerusalem. According to one opinion, that's when he compiled Koheles, when he was out there in the sticks, totally impoverished and no one knew who he was. And he's in the Ammonite kingdom, and he comes to the cook of the king of Ammon, and he says, I want to apprentice by you. You won't have to pay me anything, just give me food, and I'll do the cooking. And one day, the chef can't make it, and the chef tells Shlomo, okay, you know the job, you make the king's meals. Shlomo makes the meal, and that day the king loves it. So he tells the chef, tell me, who made this meal? And the king's daughter falls in love with this young apprentice. And she tells her mother, he's amazing, I want to marry him. And her mother says, get it out of your head, that's crazy, ridiculous. Back and forth and back and forth. And finally, the king liked Shlomo's meal so much, he kicks the chef out of business, tells Shlomo, you're my chef from now on. So he makes all the meals. And meanwhile, the king's daughter is madly in love with him. And the queen sees that she can't get it out of her head, she tells the king. The king says, what? My daughter's mad and this guy's mad. No way. I'm going to kill them both. He draws a sword and he says, wait a second. No, you shouldn't kill them both. Let me put them both out in the desert and that's it. I'm banishing them from my kingdom. They want to elope like that. They want to get married. That's ridiculous. No way. And my daughter won't hear anything else. So then they both deserve to get killed. I won't kill them. I'll put them down in the desert and let them die. So he puts them out in the desert. And they go to the closest oasis. And Shlomo goes fishing, and he catches a fish. He brings the fish home to his wife, and his wife slices open the fish and sees the ring inside. And he puts the ring on his finger, and suddenly he remembers everything. Now he's back to himself. Hey, wait a second, come with me. Takes her back, takes back his throne, etc. Now you understand the king wasn't so upset. His daughter was married to a king. That was okay. The end of the story, Shlomo calls in the king. He says, what'd you do with your daughter and that guy? Why'd you kill him? King says, I didn't kill him. I sent him out into the desert, etc. Okay, so the Medrash has a different ending to it. But what the Medrash gives us is an insight that doesn't say in the Gemara. And that is that when Shlomo was kicked out to wherever it was, he lost it. He didn't remember. He had some form of amnesia. He forgot a lot. Because otherwise it's a little strange. There are two opinions in the Gemara, whether Shlomo ever made it back to the throne or not. One opinion says he died a simpleton. He never made it back to the throne, and then we don't know, so what happened? So there's a Medrash that says that when he called Bathsheba and said that he wants to live with her, so Bathsheba went to the court and said, something's come over my Shlomo, something's wrong here. And then they called the wives, and the wives said, yeah, something's wrong with him. And then the courts went in and realized it was Ashmedai, and they jumped him, and he fled the scene. And then according to that opinion, Shlomo never made it back to his throne. He died a simple person. He died a pauper. There's a machloks in the Gemara whether he ever made it back. So that's in a nutshell. That's a story with a few different midrashim, the story of Shlomo and Ashmedai. So we didn't go into all the details. The Gemara says that Pnei Ben Yoyada interviewed him when he was in shackles. He asked him, why'd you put the blind man on the path? He said, heavenly voice said he's a tzaddik. Whoever helps him will get Olam Haba. So why shouldn't I help him? Why'd you get the Rasha off the back on the path? So that the drunk, he said, yeah, he's a Rasha. I figured let him finish all his wages in this world. Why'd you laugh at the sorcerer? Because the sorcerer is standing there, and if he's so smart, then why doesn't he just figure out that he's standing under his feet is buried the king's treasure? If he's such a good sorcerer, why didn't he figure that out? So there are different points in the Gemara we didn't go into. But that's in a nutshell. That's the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samaches. In a nutshell, the story. And there are all kinds of midrashim that strange things that happened in the kingdom when Ashmedai was dressed up as Shlomo. He made himself look like Shlomo. And that became a term in Judaism. Mamleches Hashmedai, a period where the rulership is like it's been taken over by demons. It doesn't seem like the intelligent Shlomo who's running the show. It became a coined term, the period of Hashmedai. And that's known as a period where all kinds of strange things happen that no one could understand. How could a smart king do such things that are so stupid? And the answer behind it was it wasn't him. It was someone else running the show.